towards shallow left center field. Florial calling off. Chris Owings makes the catch in the gap. One away in the inning, and that'll bring Mark Vientos to the plate. New York Yankees still have not started their game.
Yep, still got about 20 minutes.
Out at Angel Stadium in Anaheim against the Angels tonight. Gerrit Cole against Patrick Sandoval. Base is clear. First pitch on the way to Vientos. Right-hander takes it for a called strike. Davey Garcia faced Syracuse once this season. It was a start when three innings, two hits, one run. Pitch taken for a strike. Would have been a member of the rotation that opening week of the year. Many, many, many moons ago. Time taken to the plate. Nothing in two, the count. Garcia was getting ready to go, but Vientos steps back. Hitless in three at-bats tonight. Sean Boyle struck the right-handed stick out twice. The 0-2 toss. Looped one towards short. Backing up one step, Peraza will plant and throw to first. Vientos 0-4. Ground out goes 6-3. Two away in the inning. That'll bring JT Riddle to the plate. Activity in the bullpen. Otañez getting loose now. Michelle Otañez, right-hander, flamethrower for the Syracuse Mets.
Syracuse knows we have a doubleheader tomorrow, right?
I believe so.
Like they got the memo.
Yes, they were in on the plan.
Just making sure they know.
They have 18 pitchers on their active roster right now. So, all right. Pitch is delivered low. Deal, their fifth pitcher of the night. Otañez would come in and work the bottom of the eighth. Inner edge, strike call. Now 1-1 on Riddle. Their DH. 1-for-2 with a single, a double. He doubled. The inning where Mark Vientos was thrown out at the plate. Fastball runs inside. The other thing I think to watch from Davey Garcia, easy to say here with two outs, and we'll see if he comes back in the ninth, is the velocity. Where is his velocity? The 2-1-28 games. We saw him a couple of times. Series in May and July up at Polar Park. Hit 247 with nine homers for the Woo Sox this year. The 2-0. Strike called. Sanchez was a vital part of the offense for the Woo Sox this season. One of those consistent bats. Middle to lower portion of their order, but constantly out there for Chad Tracy and Worcester. Two balls, one strike, two away. Runner on at first, the pitch. Breaking ball stays outside. Now 3-1 the count. Quick update from a sport that's not ours. Serena Williams playing tonight.
Yeah.
Took the first set 7-6, lost the second 6-2. 3-1, called strike, had Yomer Sanchez just tap dancing in the box, not really sure where that one was going to run. Taking on Annette Konatavit. Pitch, lash towards third, off the glove of Armando Alvarez, will knock it to the ground, no throw. Infield base hit for Yomer Sanchez. Now two aboard, two outs in the inning, and former Rail Rider, former teammate Gosuke Kato coming up.
So back-to-back hits here for Syracuse, neither of which leave the infield.
Garcia, going to wander around, we'll check the hat to see what to do against Gosuke Kato. Serena taking on the number two player in women's tennis and has a 2-0 lead in the third set. Jacob Sack in the pitch, swing and a miss by Kato, finishes with the bat in one.
Respect. It's never given freely. It's earned. Which is why, when Lehigh Valley Health Network opens our new state-of-the-art hospital right here in Lackawanna County, we'll do everything we can to earn your respect. Lehigh Valley Hospital, Dixon City. Opening this spring. LVHN. Your health deserves a partner.
When I tell you it's the last set of outdoor furniture that you'll ever buy, it truly is. So with Poly Furniture, we offer everything from dining sets, pub sets, rockers, gliders, Adirondacks, swings, benches, chaise lounges. Customize it exactly the way you want. Chair, stationary, swivel, you want arms, no arms, all different types of outdoor furniture. Any kind of outdoor furniture that you can imagine. The beauty with Poly Furniture is that you leave it out all year long. You never have to pack it up, put it away. It's incredibly comfortable, but extremely durable. It comes with a 20-year warranty. It's American made. It's made by the Amish. It is built like a battleship. In fact, what'll happen is after you buy your first set, because we see it with so many customers, you'll come back year after year and add to your collection. We want you to come in to the factory now, test drive all of our Poly furniture at the factory on 416 Main Street in Dixon City or at 790 Kidder Street in Wilkes-Barre. Or visit us online at gotothefactory.com.
Back to the ballpark for more baseball on the Rail Riders Baseball Network.
Call to the bullpen for the bottom half of the eighth inning. Michelle Otañez coming on to pitch here. The Rail Riders do get another arm started out in their pen. That is one of the newcomers, Jacob Barnes, beginning to throw. He'll take the ninth inning. Looks like two innings and done from Davey Garcia. Inning and two-thirds from former Rail Rider Philip Deal. He struck out one. He walked none. And he passes off to Michelle Otañez here for the bottom of the eighth.
This will be his 25th appearance with Syracuse. It'll be his 39th overall. I don't really care about his numbers. I wish there were a way for us to show you this. There isn't. I can show you his headshot on MILB.com. He's wearing AirPods. That is incredible.
That's great.
That's innovation, baby. I love it. He's wearing AirPods in his headshot.
Is that the NIL with Apple?
Yes. Amazing. I love it.
Here's Oswald Peraza against Otañez.
Just look him up.
First pitch. Taken low and outside. Peraza walked, stole a base, scored in the Rail Riders' first inning. He was on first base with Esteban Florial over at third in the Rail Riders' second. Pitch taken low, 2-0 the count. Started to steal second. Mike Montgomery had him picked. But that rundown, Dominic Smith, a missed catch that allows Florial to take off for home. There was an error charge there that allowed Florial to score. No stolen base. And then a throwing error by Yolmer Sanchez that allowed Peraza to get second. Pitches away. Three balls and no strikes the count. That one 95-plus from Otañez, a hard thrower. So three errors, one steal tonight for Florial. He did not get the steal of home for his 35th to recapture the league lead. 3-0. Get me over strike does. Takes a little off, 94-ish. So Peraza the batter, one hit, three trips to the plate, a walk, a steal, and a run scored. 6-1 games, Grant and Wilkes-Barre in front. The pitch delivered low, ball four, leadoff walk is issued. Sixth pitcher of the night, Philip Deal. Inning and two-thirds, zeros plus one strikeout.
Mentioned that Florial didn't get that second stolen base, so he now has 34 on the season. I thought that was impressive. Omar De Los Santos just stole his 70th with St. Lucie.
Mm-hmm.
70th, 7-0 steals this season.
You can add the top two base stealers in the league. Ben Rortvedt checked the swing, ring up the strike, nothing and won the count. Rortvedt 1-for-3 with a solo home run in the fourth inning. And still not have 70.
That's amazing. They know he's going. They have a camera on him on the St. Lucie feed just waiting for him to take off.
The 0-1 drops in, strike called, takes plenty off that at 87. Now nothing and two on Rortvedt. Rail Riders catcher this evening with Josh Bro awaiting on deck. 6-1 game, Rail Riders scoring their six runs over the first four innings of the night. Swing and a miss. First strikeout for Otañez, two batters in. One on, one away, bottom half of the eighth inning.
Apparently, by the way, Mets game tonight, 2-1 Mets as they go to the bottom of the ninth. Edwin Diaz comes out. Timmy Trumpet was live in the flesh.
He has been there the last couple of days.
That's awesome.
They're going to the bottom of the ninth inning at Truist Field in Charlotte. Durham has a 9-6 lead over the ninth, so at least Charlotte's trying to make a late run at it. Pitch misses outside on Josh Breaux. 0-2 with a pair of walks. Jacksonville has the lead at Gwinnett. Only good news I'm giving you right now. Norfolk, Lehigh Valley, two outs top of the ninth inning. Iron Pigs are on the road. They have the tying run at the plate. Pop backwards, fastball driven out of play. Scranton Wilkes-Barre, of course, trying to gain ground on Durham. And it could be tough this week because Durham's taking on Charlotte. Charlotte is 49-74 and not on the Rail Riders schedule this year. The 1-1 inside. They are on the Rail Riders schedule next year. 2023 schedule released earlier today. Visit swbrailriders.com to check out the where. Not quite the when, but we've got the where right now. Rail Riders open the season March 31st.
Oh, yeah.
Three games at home against the Buffalo Bisons.
Grab a jacket.
Time taken at the plate. We've got a two-week trip in April. Got a violation here. Pitch clock violation against Otañez. 3-1 the count. Two-week trip that takes us St. Paul and Worcester in April. Speaking of jackets, space heaters, snow. 3-1. Call, strike on the inner edge here. Now 3-2 the count. Most of May is spent at PNC Field. One lengthy trip down to Charlotte we go. Finish the year in Syracuse. Three, two toss. Bouncing ball towards third. Vientos gloves. Throws to second. Coteau on to first. Picked out of the dirt. And dropped by Dominic Smith.
A rough night over at first.
Fielder's choice will erase Oswald Peraza off the bases. Josh Breaux is aboard. Just trying to snap it off the ground and in and out of the glove. Now Phillip Evans to the plate.
He's there. You can almost make an argument that's on the transfer. Not a strong enough one, I guess.
No one made the argument.
Nope.
Just you.
Well, I've just got a second look at it.
Runner on at first base. First pitch to Phillip Evans is outside. Other highlights of the schedule next year. Rail Riders will be at Syracuse July 3rd, a Monday, and then home on Tuesday the 4th against Lehigh Valley. So we get a July 4th game, first time in a while. Pitch is taken low. That was always a staple of a Scranton-Wilkes-Barre schedule. We were on the road, probably at Buffalo or Pawtucket in years past, and have to battle fans coming to see the Buffalo Symphony or everyone going to see the only fireworks show in Pawtucket. That's not a thing anymore, but here's the 2-0 toss delivered low. So now it's Syracuse, which this is great. Syracuse on July 3rd, a two-hour trip home to play on July 4th, as opposed to four-plus hours dealing with traffic out of those other cities. Three balls, no strikes. Runner on at first is Josh Breaux. The pitch inside, second walk of the inning. Otañez will put Phillip Evans on. Fourth time Phillip Evans has reached base tonight. Two walks, two singles, and a fielder's choice. Armando Alvarez had a three-run double with the bases loaded in the first inning. He'll step in here with runners on at first and second. Rail Riders lead it 6-1. Syracuse had a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning, and now we'll get a visit to the mound. Otañez have a conversation here with Michael Perez. Looks like that Lehigh Valley game has gone final. Jacksonville beats Gwinnett today. Worcester over Buffalo 9-1, and Norfolk does hold off Lehigh Valley in their series, game two. That is a 4-1 final. Had two games postponed yesterday. Rail Riders, Syracuse doubleheader tomorrow. Durham and Charlotte will play a twin bill on Friday. Two away, two on. Otanez looks back, checks on Bro. First pitch to Armando Alvarez. Breaking ball spins in. Alvarez, one for three. Three runs batted in. Now 42 this season. That matches Esteban Florial, tied for second most on the roster behind Miguel Andujar and Oswald Peraza. The next for each of those two, their 50th. The 1-0. Alvarez skies it foul to the seats first baseline. One ball, one strike, the count. Josh Bro, fielder's choice. Philip Evans works a walk. Michelle Otanez, 1-1. Alvarez, bouncing ball towards short. Backhanded by Yolmer Sanchez. Plant, throw to first. Inning is done. Ground out goes 6-3. In the eighth, no runs, no hits. Couple of walks, two left on. It's a 6-1 lead. Rail Riders up. We go to the ninth. This is Scranton Wilkes-Barre Baseball. By discovering the Salem's
difference. Red Barons, Yankees, Rail Riders. The Times Leader Media Group has been proud to cover baseball in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre since day one. Times Leader Media Group offers the largest Monday sports electronic edition in northeastern PA. Don't miss more than 15 pages of Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders and Major League Baseball coverage. Plus complete golf, NBA, NHL, NASCAR news and more. Every Monday, the Times Leader. Stay with us. We'll lead you through the area's bright future ahead. Become a subscriber. Call 570-829-5000 or at timesleader.com.
Some people don't understand why you've already busted out the sweaters. They may raise a brow at keeping scarecrows out year-round, but you just go ahead. Let them stare, because you eat, sleep, and drink pumpkin at Dunkin'. So sip your classic spiced and iced $3 medium pumpkin spice signature latte, or try the bold pumpkin cream cold brew, an ultra-smooth brew topped with pumpkin cream cold foam. Also $3 for a medium. All so you can fall harder. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Back to the ballpark for more baseball on the Rail Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the ninth inning, one of the newcomers, Jacob Barnes, is on to pitch now, making his Yankees-affiliated debut. Well-traveled, played his college ball at Florida Gulf Coast, drafted by the Brewers, worked up through Milwaukee system, Kansas City, the LA Angels for part of the 2020 season. Toronto, spent time with the New York Mets, 19 games in 2021. This year, he's pitched for Tacoma, Toledo, and the Detroit Tigers in the big leagues.
Is that all? Yes, it is. Jacob Barnes, a right-hander. First time he pitches here at this ballpark. First time he pitches in a Rail Riders uniform. Welcome to the family. And the all-time roster, might I add. A four-seamer, a cutter, a slider, and a change. As he comes on here, he made five appearances with the Toledo Mudhens. Made four appearances with the Tacoma Rainiers.
Davies Garcia goes two innings, two hits. Didn't walk anybody. He struck one out. Barnes ready to go. First batter up is Nick Plummer. Michael Perez, then top of the order. Travis Jankowski, three lefties up against the right-hander Barnes. First pitch, strike called. Quick glance, he is the first Scranton Wilkes-Barre player with the last name Barnes.
There you go. Congrats.
Welcome to the book. Pitch strike in the knees after a little thought from Alex McKay. Nothing in two, the count. Barnes wearing the number 21. Ryan Lamar shifting out of the 21 jersey when he came back from the injured list. Matt Pita wore it for a few days. Now Pita is wearing number 3, and Barnes gets 21. Pitches low and outside.
This is the fourth International League team he appears for.
Are you counting Omaha?
Yes.
As a PCL club?
Yes, they were PCL when he pitched there.
Okay.
Toledo and Buffalo.
1-2, down and inside. I don't know if that counts. That's like the time before the time.
Yeah.
And when he pitched for Buffalo, they were in AAA East.
Oh. Well,
not even the International.
Okay, so that doesn't count then.
Just technicalities here. 2-2, down and in. Started out with a couple of strikes, then three straight out of the zone. Syracuse has Bryce Montez de Oca picking up a baseball out in the bullpen.
Just for fun.
3-2. Misses high and outside. That is just the second walk issued by Rail Riders pitching tonight. Barnes, the fourth arm of the game.
That was the first since the first batter of the game.
Michael Perez to the plate. One on, nobody out. Top half of the ninth inning. Scranton Wilkes-Barre up by 5. Game just a couple minutes over 3 hours now. Mind you, the first inning took a lot of that.
Yeah.
Like most of it. Pitches outside. 1-0 the count here on Perez. Had a couple of mound visits in the first inning. It's been tame since the first. Barnes checks the runner at first, who's not being held on. He'll take off. Indifference might have been the play, except Ben Roetvedt wanted to throw. No one was covering the bag. Runner into scoring position here. 2 balls and no strikes, the count on Perez. Montez de Oca, by the way, has just picked a baseball up. He hasn't started throwing it. Syracuse is not angling its seventh arm of the game just yet. 2-0. Take it for a strike. Mentioned it's three straight lefties against Jacob Barnes in his Rail Riders debut. Actually, would be 4. Jake Mangum is a switch hitter. The 2-1, swing and a miss. Can't believe we've made it this far into the game without mentioning Francisco Alvarez is out, seemingly with an ankle issue. May not see him this week. We'll see where that goes. But one of the best prospects in baseball, MLB Pipeline, has him at number 1. They also don't have Travis Blankenhorn, the Pottsville native, on their active roster. He's on the injured list, and he has hit Rail Rider pitching extremely well the last 2 years. The 2-2 is outside. 3-2 count. Nobody out. Rail Riders up by 5. A 6-1 game here in the top half of the ninth inning. Barnes, payoff, called, strike 3. Mid-90s on the fastball there. His first strikeout in a Yankees-affiliated uniform. One on, one away in the inning. Travis Jankowski to the plate. Doubleheader coming up tomorrow. We'll perhaps finish this game with a newcomer and start the next one with one as well. Chichi Gonzalez set to start for Scranton Wilkes-Barre coming up. Game 1 of the Twin Bill on Thursday. First pitch, lashed foul. One hop into the seats. Nothing and 1 the count on Jankowski. Gonzalez to be followed by Mitch Spence tomorrow, Matt Crook going in Friday night's game. Harold Gonzalez, Jose Rodriguez for Syracuse, 1-2 tomorrow. The 0-1, called strike. Nothing in 2 the count. Jankowski 1-for-3, single steal, walk, and their lone run scored. Rail Riders have not seen Harold Gonzalez this year. We have faced off against Jose Rodriguez 3 times, 2 of them starts. Check the swing. Bat never left the shoulder. Peel, but wasn't going to get you anywhere. Now 1-2 the count. Ryan Weber against Jose Buto on Saturday. We'll see where Sunday takes us. Swing and a foul. Still 1-2 on Jankowski, who walked out of the box for a second here, took his helmet off. Rortvedt checked the lacing on his catcher's mitt. And we'll step back in. One ball, two strikes, one away. Runner on at second, leadoff walk. The 1-2, foul back. Credit Nick Plummer with the steal of second. Rail Riders infield, indifferent. Ben Rortvedt, different. Rortvedt wanted to throw, but no one covering the bag. The 1-2 again. Fastball, outer edge, called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts looking for the Syracuse Mets. Now two outs in the inning and Jake Mangum to the plate. Pre-game show tomorrow. We'll join you at 4:45, game one, 5:05 to seven-inning games with a half-hour breather in between. Single games the rest of the weekend. 6:35 Friday, 6:05 Saturday with the Nestor Cortez bobblehead, bobbleleg giveaway. Gates at 5. First pitch runs wide on Mangum. Sunday, 1:05, and then the team hops on the bus, overnights it down to Durham to play on Labor Day. Monday evening against the Bulls.
It's going to be a trip.
The 1-0, swing and a miss. But off day Tuesday, plenty of Bojangles.
Oh, you have no idea.
New hotel in Durham this year. Mere minutes away from the ballpark, not a Bojangles. But I'm sure there's a...
Oh, I will find it.
There's a bow time nearby.
Oh, there will be many Bowberry biscuits eaten.
One ball, one strike, two outs, top half of the ninth inning, a five-run lead. The pitch, down and in.
Take my Bojangles shirt I got for Christmas a couple of years ago. Big fan. You're going to hear about it a lot next week.
Can't wait.
Bojangles reports.
I tell you about the good restaurants.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you about Bo.
Josh? No. 2-1. Line drive, center field, Esteban Florial sizes it up, and that will do it. Line out straightaway center in the ninth. No runs, no hits, a walk, one man left on. A 6-1 final. Scranton Wilkes-Barre takes game one of this series against the Syracuse Mets. 3 hours and 9 minutes approximately the time of this game. Final line for the Rail Riders at 6 runs on 10 hits and no errors. For Syracuse, 1 run, 10 hits. And 3 miscues. The victory to Sean Boyle, he's 2-1. The loss to Mike Montgomery, he's 2-10. Rail Riders take game one of this 6-game series. Stick around, our post-game show just a couple of moments away. This is Rail Riders Baseball.
At your hometown field or across the country, Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield is giving you access to care wherever you're cheering. We're making it easier to see doctors close to home and virtually, meaning your appointments can happen anytime, anywhere.
Oh, I can't believe we're missing this.
So whether you're watching from the ballpark or the bench at the park, we've got you covered.
No worries. We'll catch the next one.
Because life. Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. Benefits vary by plan. Check member materials for details.
Hi, this is Ralph, owner of Pest Practice, an advanced pest control and cleaning company. We are proud partners of the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders and look forward to a great season. Baseball means spring, and spring means bugs. So from termites to bees and anything in between, Pest Practice has a solution. Let us keep your yard safe so your family can play ball. For a free in-home inspection, call 570-390-7007 or visit us on the web at pestpa.com. Pest Practice, pest control's best practice.
When you're a Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders fan, there's no such thing as too many bobbleheads. You'll never leave before the fireworks. And family game night involves painting your face blue and white. At PNC, we're a passionate bunch too, which is why we're proud to be the official bank of the Rail Riders. PNC Bank. Passion is part of us. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, Scranton-Wilkes-Barre fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rail Riders.
And now back to the ballpark for the Rail Riders postgame show with the Rail Riders radio voice, Adam Marco.
6-1, Scranton Wilkes-Barre picks up a victory here in game one of the series. It's time now for our postgame show. Alongside Steve Granato, I'm Jake Graziano. Before we break this one down, let's get to some scores, starting with the International League. Memphis holds a 6-2 advantage over Nashville. That game is in the top of inning number 6. Corey Spangenberg has a pair of hits for the Redbirds. Omaha leads St. Paul 2-1 the score, top of inning number 7 at CHS Field. It's 5-4, Toledo taking down Rochester, final score in that ball game. Mudhens improved to 11 games over 500 with the victory. Columbus blanks Iowa 7-0 the final score there. The Clippers used 5 different pitchers to shut out the Cubs affiliate. 4-1, Norfolk picks up a victory over Lehigh Valley. Jordan Westberg hit his 13th long ball of the season with the Tides. 6-2, Indianapolis over Louisville. That game has also gone final. 4 players with multi-hit games for the Indians in the victory. First place, Durham. They defeat Charlotte 9-6, the final score. Bulls now hold a game-and-a-half advantage over Lehigh Valley for first place in the International League East. 9-1 Worcester all over Buffalo in that one at Polar Park. 7 shutout frames on the mound for the Woo Sox, Connor Siebold, and Jacksonville. They grab a 5-2 victory over Charlotte. Ryan LaVarnway has a couple of runs batted in the win for the Shrimp. Let's move over to Major League Baseball now. Yankees and Angels, final game of their 3-game series. It's just underway. Bottom of inning number 1, no score. Gerrit Cole on the mound for the Yanks. 2-2, Cardinals and Reds are tied up. That game is in the bottom of the 9th inning. The Nationals hold a 5-1 advantage over the Athletics in the top of the 9th. Luke Voit has homered for the Nats. Cubs with a 2-run edge over the Blue Jays, moving to the bottom of the 8th inning. 7-5 is the score in favor of Chicago. The Mariners are up 4-3 over the Tigers. Eugenio Suarez has gone deep for Seattle. The Braves pick up another victory. They're now 80-51 on the season, defeating Colorado 3-2, the final score tonight in Atlanta. 6-2, Red Sox leading the Twins, bottom of inning number 6 in Minnesota. The White Sox are on top of the Royals, 2-1 the score there. Lance Lynn on the mound, 5 1/3 solid innings so far for the right-hander. Phillies lead the Diamondbacks 1-0. That game just underway in the top of inning number 1. 1 run on 2 hits in the game's opening frame for Philadelphia. They've got runners on the corners with 1 out. Our other games have gone final already here tonight. The Astros defeat the Rangers 5-3, the final score in that one. Christian Javier picks up the victory for Houston. 6-1, Brewers take down the Buccos. 4-run 7th inning for Milwaukee in that ballgame. The Orioles blank the Guardians 4-0, the final score there. Gunnar Henderson went 2-for-4 with a home run in his first big league game with the O's. 5-4, Padres take down the Giants, final score in that. The Rays, they grab a victory over the Marlins, 2-1, the final score there in favor of Tampa Bay. A couple of other games to get to. The Mets defeat the Dodgers 2-1, the final score in that one as well. And in that game, a pair of hits for Brandon Nimmo. Starling Marte also went deep. That'll wrap up our look around the International League and Major League Baseball. Again, the final score here tonight at PNC Field, the Rail Riders 6 and the Mets 1. When we come back, we'll give you some highlights and break this one down. You're listening to Rail Riders Baseball.
let's talk nice weather home improvement projects. Forest and Field in Bloomsburg can help your home gain curb appeal with a stunning outdoor living space. The latest advances in weatherproof outdoor cabinetry and deck materials can be found at Forest and Field, the premier place to upgrade your home. One step inside Forest and Field's beautiful home design showroom and your imagination will run wild. If you're considering an outdoor kitchen or shower or a new deck, roof, windows, or doors, Forest and Field has it all, and their in-house professional designers can ease the process and get the job done right. Add comfort, curb appeal, and increase the value of your most valuable asset, your home, with Forest and Field. Stop by today, grab a complimentary beverage, and browse through the latest home design trends only at Forest and Field in Bloomsburg, just off the Route 80 Light Street exit in the Columbia County Business Park. Learn more on Facebook and Instagram at Forest Field Home.
Forest and Field, your destination for home design.
When I tell you it's the last set of outdoor furniture that you'll ever buy, it truly is. So with Poly Furniture, we offer everything from dining sets, pub sets, rockers, gliders, Adirondacks, swings, benches, chaise lounges. Customize it exactly the way you want. Chair, stationary, swivel, you want arms, no arms, all different types of outdoor furniture. Any kind of outdoor furniture that you can imagine. The beauty with Poly Furniture is that you leave it out all year long. You never have to pack it up, put it away. It's incredibly comfortable, but extremely durable. It comes with a 20-year warranty. It's American made. It's made by the Amish. It is built like a battleship. In fact, what'll happen is after you buy your first set, because we see it with so many customers, you'll come back year after year and add to your collection. We want you to come in to the factory now, test drive all of our Poly furniture at the factory on 416 Main Street in Dixon City or at 790 Kidder Street in Wilkes-Barre, or visit us online at gotothefactory.com.
Back to the ballpark for more baseball on the Rail Riders Baseball Network.
Starting the homestand strong with a victory here over the Syracuse Mets, a 6-1 final here in favor of Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Steve Granato, Jake Graziano back with you. Time for some highlights here in this one. It was a very weird first inning that lasted 31 minutes. Sean Boyle allowed a run in the top half of the first on a walk and an eventual RBI single from JT Riddle, his 24th RBI combined this season across two different teams. It was a 1-0 Syracuse advantage, and little did we know that would be the only run that the Smets would score here tonight. They took a 1-0 advantage going to the bottom of the first. Leadoff double from Esteban Florial, a walk from Oswald Peraza. A couple of batters later with the bases loaded, it was Armando Alvarez doing what Armando Alvarez does.
Pitch of the inning for Montgomery, 3-1 to Alvarez. Line drive to left field, going back to the wall. Plummer leaps. It's off the wall. One run will score. Peraza being waved in. Here comes Phillip Evans flying around from first. Two runs, make it a third. A three-run double for Armando Alvarez and Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Out in front, 3-1. You were absolutely correct. Single, no. Double, absolutely yes.
Three-run double for Armando Alvarez. He has been on a tear lately. 14 hits in his last 39 trips to the plate. Of those 14 hits, 10 for extra bases, majority of those doubles, and a handful of homers, four of them, as a matter of fact. Armando Alvarez is on a tear right now. He gives the Rail Riders a 3-1 lead. In the bottom half of the second, mayhem ensues with a couple of base runners on. Peraza at first and Florial at third. I'll let Adam tell you what happened.
In the series against Omaha, hit his second home run. They've got a pick throw. Peraza taking off towards second. Now they'll start the rundown. Smith and Peraza. And Smith drops the ball. Florial coming home. The throw sails high. Peraza on his way to second. The throw to second is not in time.
So a double steal essentially ends up getting reversed to a couple of errors. So a couple of errors on the play. No one gets credited with a steal there. Florial scores on the dropped throw to first, and then Peraza takes second on the throwing error to home plate. That made it a 5-0 ball game. Rail Riders, it was a 4-0 ball game at that point. To the bottom of the third inning we went. It would be Tyler Wade now adding his name to the mix. First and second, two outs, two balls, two strikes on Wade. The pitch home. He ropes it down the right field line. That's tucked inside the chalk, and everybody's going to get moving. Coming around and scoring is Evans. Wade slides in head first with an RBI double. It's 5-1 Rail Riders. Sean Boyle had settled down at that point, had twirled a couple of scoreless frames, ends up exiting after 5 2/3, but not before Ben Rortvedt puts the finishing touches on the night.
As the first pitch to Rortvedt is launched out towards left center field, ball is smacked deep and gone! Ben Rortvedt adds to the total. It's a 6-1 advantage, home run number 3 on the season.
So Rortvedt's first long ball here at PNC Field is the exclamation mark on a 6-1 victory here for the Rail Riders. Brandon Bristow gets one out that he needed. Davey Garcia, two solid innings with a strikeout and a knockout blow at that. Jacob Barnes goes an inning in the ninth, did walk a batter but strikes out too. Here are your final totals in this one. 1 run, 10 hits, 3 errors for Syracuse, 12 left on base. For Scranton Wilkes-Barre, 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and 10 left on base. Victory goes to Sean Boyle. He's now 2-1 coming off of a victory. He goes back-to-back now, Dubs, on his record. Mike Montgomery, now 2-10 on his ledger. No saves required here tonight. Ball game started at 6:37. Final out recorded at 9:45. It took us 3 hours and 8 minutes in front of 3,805 here tonight at PNC Field. Victory number 65 on the year. Now 65-58. The Smets fall to 52-72. Now 20 games under the 500 mark. Game number 1, win number 1. Doubleheader tomorrow. We'll tell you about that when we come back. This is the Rail Riders Postgame Show.
When I tell you it's the last set of outdoor furniture that you'll ever buy, it truly is. So with Poly Furniture, we offer everything from dining sets, pub sets, rockers, gliders, Adirondacks, swings, benches, chaise lounges. Customize it exactly the way you want. Chair, stationary, swivel, you want arms, no arms, all different types of outdoor furniture. Any kind of outdoor furniture that you can imagine. The beauty with Poly Furniture is that you leave it out all year long. You never have to pack it up, put it away. It's incredibly comfortable, but extremely durable. It comes with a 20-year warranty. It's American made. It's made by the Amish. It is built like a battleship. In fact, what'll happen is after you buy your first set, because we see it with so many customers, you'll come back year after year and add to your collection. We want you to come in to the factory now, test drive all of our Poly furniture at the factory on 416 Main Street in Dixon City or at 790 Kidder Street in Wilkes-Barre. Or visit us online at gotothefactory.com.
I went up and I could see a blackening on the ceiling. I'd go up to get my decorations or whatever, and I noticed this blackening. And I thought, this has got to be mold. And I thought, oh, my God. And I was really upset about it. I was scared, and I was losing sleep over it. And I checked reviews. That's how I started, and I liked his reviews. And when I saw the part about him taking care of one customer and that they had to leave for a family emergency, go out of town, and he fed their goldfish for him, I thought, God, that's the guy for me. And then when I called him, he was personable. He was very energetic, knowledgeable, professional.
Hello, it's Victor from Mold Extraction, NEPA. Our goal is to create a home that is safe for your entire family, giving you peace of mind. When you call, you'll get me, Victor, 996-6400, or on the web, callvictor.com. Just type in callvictor.com.
Victor, the man. Yeah, I love him.
License number PA140578.
CallVictor.com. Just type in CallVictor.com.
You're listening to the Rail Riders Baseball Network on 1400 AM WICK Scranton, 1440 AM WCDL Carbondale, 93.5 FM Clark Summit, 106.7 FM Holmesdale, and 107.9 FM Carbondale.
Hey, good game here tonight, Jake. 6-1. The Rail Riders come out, and it's kind of the usual suspects. You know, save that weird first inning for Sean Boyle in the first. He throws 32 pitches, but gets out of a bases loaded jam there in the frame. Let's start with Davey Garcia. 2 innings out of the pen. First time we'd seen him on the mound in 97 days. What did you see?
And I like this role that he was put in, multi-inning reliever. I think that's a good way to kind of get him reacclimated to the AAA level. But that cutter looked really good for Garcia. That swinging strikeout on the what would have been a hit by pitch of Jake Mangum. He got him to chase that. Garcia looked really good, and that could be a nice weapon for this team. And you really hope that he can get his career back on track, because Davey Garcia, a couple of years ago, a big-time prospect, pitching in very important games for the Yankees. So good to see him back on this stage.
very good to see him back in the stage and performing at that level. He gives up a couple of infield singles but doesn't allow them to score. Gets a flyout of Gosuke Kato in the eighth inning to lock down those two shutout frames. You mentioned that singing sword weird strikeout that he ended up getting. That was one of the filthier things that we've seen in 2022, not just from Davey Garcia but from anybody anywhere on this field this season. 6-1, another big hit from Armando Alvarez.
Armando Alvarez, 61 hits this season. You mentioned the extra base hit run that he's on. This is full season. 61 hits, 33 for extra bases. So over half of his hits this year have gone for extra bases. Armando Alvarez, just any time he's putting a ball in play, it seems to do big-time damage.
Yeah, and he's also a guy that's hustling, too, to kind of get those extra base hits. He'll take that extra base sometimes, and it definitely helps things out. Overall, Rail Riders look pretty good here tonight. Liked what I saw out of Jacob Barnes, aside from that walk to lead off the ninth. A pair of strikeouts looking, got a line out to end the frame and end the ball game. Rail Riders now with a 65-58 record. Tomorrow, doubleheader. Because of the rainout yesterday.
A couple of big games tomorrow for this team. Game one, Mitch Spence will go. Mitch Spence, he has been solid for Scranton Wilkes-Barre in his first couple of outings. He's made five starts. This will be his sixth. He's got a 3.65 ERA. He's going up against Harold Gonzalez in that opener. And then in game two, Chichi Gonzalez will be making his Rail Riders debut. He's been around the block, pitched for plenty of different teams at the big league level and in the minors, and he's going up against Jose Rodriguez for the Mets, who comes in 1-3, 5.93 earned run average.
That's all starting tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. The game's first pitch, the pregame show with Jake and myself on it at 4:45 p.m. All the action right here on the Mothership, of course, on MILB TV, and we want to thank our viewers here tonight for the first time ever on Stadium that got to catch tonight's ball game. If you're still around, thanks so much for joining us here on the Rail Riders Baseball Network. Again, ball game starts tomorrow at 5:05. It is a thirsty Thursday out at the ballpark, so you're going to want to make sure to get your tickets, swbrailriders.com. $1 specials on Bud Light and Pepsi products for 2 hours after the gates open, presented by Budweiser and Eyewitness News. So come on out to the ballpark, bring your friends. And for our friends who are back in school, celebrate the end of the week with us here at PNC Field. It's bound to be a great time out at the ballpark tomorrow night. Weather looks good. Rail Riders look good. They snap a three-game slide with a victory here tonight. I want to thank you for listening to tonight's installment of Rail Riders Baseball. For my play-by-play partner, Adam Marco, and for my pre- and post-guy, Jake Graziano, and, of course, for Derek Bond producing back in the studios, pushing all the right buttons here tonight, I'm Steve Granato. One last time for you because it sounds oh so good. Down go the Mets. Scranton Wilkes-Barre with a 6-1 victory over their foes. We'll talk to you again tomorrow for 14 innings, maybe some more if we're lucky. All starts at 5:05 the first, 4:45 the pre. We'll talk to you then. I'm Steve Granato. Enjoy what's left of your Wednesday evening, everybody.
How smart is a Century 21 agent? They have more brain power than a barrel full of Einsteins and the gentle wisdom of a monk. They know your city, your neighborhood, and they might even know your mom, so watch your language. They can simplify, multiply, and leap tall mountains of paperwork in a single bound. Plus, they know where to find the best cup of joe. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com.
I encourage people to visit us and see the new growth, see the advantages you have. We want patients to come in and experience the Century Dental difference.
Century Dental Associates. Make a point to have your teeth cleaned. Take care of any cavities. Help ensure that your teeth will last you for a lifetime. Dr. Jason Hanyon and his incredible caring staff want your teeth to remain white and healthy, cavity-free.
We have a great team. We put a great team together. We spent some time putting a team together, and we have a great group of doctors right now that really look out for each other.
Century Dental Associates has added more staff and a new fifth location in Lake Winona, along with extensive business hours to help ensure that your dental appointment fits into your busy schedule.
It's important to me. It's important to all of us to make sure that we provide the best service available because, again, we're from the area. We know everybody in this area, and it's a nice thing to have. It's a nice place to go where everybody knows you.
Call Century Dental Associates today in Inan, Mount Pocono, Troup, Scranton, and now at Lake Winona. And check out their new website at CenturyDentalSmiles.com.
You've been listening to Scranton Wilkes-Barre Baseball on the Rail Riders Baseball Network. Executive producer is Bob Vanderheek. Sports director is Jim Riley. Studio producers Derek Bond and Ann Williams. Join us next time for exclusive play-by-play coverage of the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders on the Rail Riders Baseball Network. And now we rejoin the mothership for the greatest hits of all time.
That
just a matter of time.
Something different on your radio. The Mothership, WICK.
When you just give love and
can never get love. You'd better let love depart. I know it's so, and yet I know I can't get you out of my heart. You made me leave my happy home. You took my love and now you've gone. Since I fell I fell for you. Well, it's too bad, and it's too sad, but I'm in love with you. You love me, then you snub me, but what can I do? I'm still in love with you. Well, I guess I'll never see the light. I get the blues most every night. I fell for you. Since I fell for you.
I could dance with you. Mothership lands in Clark Summit at 93.5.
Yeah. Reliving Memories, The Mothership, WICK.
Bobby socks to stockings, and she starts trading her baby toys for boys. When that one shy little sleepy head learns about love and its lilt, you can bet that the change is more than from cotton to silk. If a miss wants to be kissed instead of cuddled, and to this you are in doubt is what to say. When a girl changes from Bobby socks to stockings, then she's old enough to give her heart away. And a girl.